I recognize that this is an imposition because we didn't plan for it, so we have some things that we really need to get over quickly. So I asked for your cooperation in making this fast so that it's not too much of an imposition to the ladies who have to wait for us. And if it's something that we cannot get settled tonight quickly, then maybe we'll table it for a full meeting. I want to start off by noting the men had talked about having a meeting in January, the first Sunday. There are a lot of things that we're going to need to be discussing as we go forward. So could we have a regularly scheduled meeting the first Sunday in January, which would be January 6th? Is that all right with everyone?
Yes.
Josh has volunteered to chair that meeting, if that's all right with everyone. Nobody likes to chair these meetings. I want to get off of this, doing this myself. If you have agenda items that you would like to share, if you could write it down, text it, or email Josh, that way we'll kind of have some organization with regard to it before it starts, and maybe it will go a little more quickly. It's important that we coordinate with regard with Jerry and Brad Gallman with regard to the bank. Josh Croggins and Jim Godfrey have the ability to sign checks. They're going to be there anyway with regard to any papers that need to be signed. Jim is going to ask for the password from Brad so that we'll have access electronically to the account. And we wanted to know, I thought this might be something important. Two men being signers of the check, is that enough, or do we want to add other men who will need to be there if that is the case?
At least one more?
Yeah, I agree with that, at least one.
Okay, make it three men with the ability to sign. Would anybody be willing to volunteer or be volunteered to do that?
Is there a check required, two signatures?
No. Uh-oh. Not on that account. The previous account was the new account. I was trying to get two signatures, and Brad told me, man, really, mine's enough. And then from that point on, it was just one signature. So at this point in time, two signatures are not required. However, we can make that a requirement if we desire to do so, and that's something we should decide as well. Another is good because sometimes I have a hard time getting the two signatures for my salary, and that's kind of important to me, by the way, which is the next thing we've got to talk about. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun on that. But anyone else willing to be added?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, treasurer?
Yeah.
Josh has been doing the treasury. He does a good job. Is there any objection to him taking that over again? Because he's willing to.
Any volunteers?
Any volunteers. Does anyone? We've always had the practice here that the treasurer does not sign checks. And if you want to change, it's always.
I
think it's always been the case.
I think that is a good thing to keep.
I understand it's completely.
It's just a protection. Yeah, it really is. And we have no problem with that if everybody would like to.
Well, every place I've ever been required two signatures to checks. So.
Well, why don't we do that then?
If it's an issue for your pay, then.
No, it's just if we do require two signatures, I would say two more people, put four on instead of two. What he said about having trouble is just if somebody's not here,
I understand.
A small group is.
Okay, Jerry Burns has volunteered. Anyone else want that responsibility? Which is not much of a responsibility. You're going to have to show up at the bank whenever the things need to be signed, and then occasionally Josh is going to come to you and say, here. And that's all there is to it.
Well, I'll be out of town Wednesday through New Year's Eve, so if you're doing it then,
Well, then this is something that we can,
right now we can live with the two men who are on the chat right now.
Once we get Brad and all those guys moved, then it gets amongst us to add people, and it'd be easier.
But if we have to have two signatures, I think the treasurer should be allowed to sign, too. Because then there's no trust issues.
Because it takes two signatures. Yeah. And he does pay a lot of things electronically, and we trust him to do that anyway.
Yeah, the checks that I write are his checks, and they're split. His expenses one, and then his salary for the other. The Indian preachers, every 3 months, that check gets written to me, and then I go to Western Union. And I think that's it. Except for the occasional... benevolence check the occasional contract labor that we have, but everything else, it's done through the Bank of Texas, and it's electronic, and even if they send a physical check out, I do it online, and they send the physical check, there's not a signature by anybody here required, so it's mainly those.
I don't think it's a matter of trust. I think the only concern is take away any temptation.
Right.
But if that's not even an issue, then... If you've already got access to the funds electronically?
The electronic funds, is that with doing it that way, it's been that way since Travis Calvert was the treasurer.
It would be much easier for me to pull one over on you by just doing it electronically.
Would it be all right with everyone to add Jerry and add Josh, and that would be four men?
Up to y'all.
If two signatures proves unwieldy, then we can go back.
All right, and what y'all would need to do is talk with the bank about requiring two signatures for the check.
Two signatures.
Okay, so we've got that coordination. Josh is treasurer. Okay, that's if you need to go, Josh, from that point on, that's it. Okay, Wednesday classes. The leaving of the individuals who left in the adult classes on Wednesday almost decimates the class on Acts. Is that not right? Because almost everyone who left was in that class.
The Bolins.
Okay. So okay. So and
Bonnie's in there.
Okay, so there'd be enough. Okay, so would it be all right if we just continue that until the classes are over and then we make new changes? Okay, good. Okay, now I was fired on Wednesday. If I'm preaching here, I need a check on first month. And that's really hard for me to stand up here and saying, but I didn't want to presume anything.
When's the last time you preached?
Better be a good one.
That's the next point I've got here. I'll start preaching again.
Well, I make a motion we rehire Stan.
Okay, so we can talk more about anything that's required with regard to all of that on January, but I just wanted to make sure that I could pay my mortgage on the first of the month, so that's very helpful to me. Two kids' classes, Tracy and Shirley, are no longer here, and they had the two classes. Ellen was teaching the two-year-olds and up, two, three, four-year-olds, and Stephanie was helping her. The new quarter is in February, starting February. Would it be okay with everyone if Ellen, if she's willing to continue that class through the month of January?
She's certainly willing for volunteers, I can tell you that.
Well, okay. I'm sure Mom would be willing to...
Well, I was thinking about Debbie. Debbie hadn't taught in 2 years. The elders didn't let her teach. And that's a different lesson, a different thing that I'm going to have to get into. She would love to be able to do some teaching, and I think for the month of January, she would be glad to take one of those two classes. The other classes with Riley, I think. Is she the only one that comes?
Yes, Riley and visitors sometimes.
Riley and visitors. So if Ellen would prefer Riley and visitors than that many kids or whatever, that's fine. But would it be all right if the two ladies coordinated with regard to those classes? And we'll, one of the things we're going to need to do in January is have a meeting for teachers and discuss curriculum and the men do some decisions with regard to that as well. But that's taken care of. Okay. We made the decision in the Friday night meeting with the thought that there would be opposition today and possibly opposition in weeks to follow. Kind of put me on the back burner and not have me preach today. That is not present. Would it be all right for me to start preaching next Sunday? Anybody have any objections to that?
Yes. I want to speak. Do I understand then that we all are in agreement? Stan is our pastor, will be our pastor.
The preacher, yes. Yeah, that's the agreement.
That's a right moment.
It was unanimous.
So everybody, I suppose you need to preach Sunday as far as
I appreciate that. Okay.
The guys today were pretty good.
they did a good job. Well, that's the other thing that I wanted to mention. We don't necessarily have to say this month. I have always had a little bit of a problem with regard to the fifth Sunday night singing. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it was basically Brad's idea that we needed to stop having the last Wednesday night singings. And since we've gone to the fifth Sunday, what that has reduced is the ability to learn new songs and to train individuals to lead singing, because it's not appropriate to do that on a Sunday. What I would like to do is to begin the last Wednesday night singing nights again, And instead of having a fifth Sunday singing, either one of two things, have a fifth Sunday night where men preach, or the men preach every last Sunday night of the month, which would be my preference, again, for that. Now, that's not necessarily something we have to decide upon now, but we do need to decide what we're going to do next Sunday night. Are we going to have a singing, or are we going to let someone preach, either me or someone else?
We have a singing today, so yeah. I don't see any problem with you preaching myself.
Is everyone okay with me preaching both lessons? Okay. See, when I want to go fast, we can get through this fast. Okay, two more things very quickly. One, the next gospel meeting that we have coming up, Michael Baker has been asked by the elders to come and hold that meeting. He's a fine young gospel preacher. I think he would do a good job for us, but we have not gotten any details or set any dates with him, and it's getting late and we need to do that. I said, all right, if I contact him and set up what our traditional date is, if possible, which is the first full Sunday in May. Anyone have any objections with that? Okay, I will contact Michael and try to get that set up. And the last thing is, these kinds of meetings, I'm recording it right now, we had talked on Friday about making these things available on the website, password protected, the audio, and what we need to do is make up a sheet so that the notes are available, either posted in the back or handed out individually to the ladies of the congregation and whoever would like that. We'll need to have someone do that. I don't really want to be the one to do it, but I'll do it this week, at this time, if y'all would like me to. Is that something that's acceptable to everyone? Problem? Okay, Tommy, do you have something on?
If Josh is going to be leading our meetings, he's not going to be able to usually take very good notes. It would be nice if we had somebody to be a scribe during those meetings to keep good notes where Josh can stay on board with the...
Well, I just volunteer for that.
Yeah,
one.
Just the one. And I do think it's an important thing to have among the men who are willing to do it, a different individual chair each meeting. We're going to have to decide how often we want to have the meetings, how we want to handle those. But tonight, these are just things we need to get back.
That's one of the reasons I kind of volunteered. When we thought Jared was possibly going to step down, I was already thinking, I wrote down a bunch of stuff and had some ideas, and a couple of those I want to share. One real quick, with the next meeting, we'll be in here for hours and hours if we're trying to get through everything. My suggestion is we focus on a specific thing for each meeting. And what I was thinking is the first one is I'll be by that time be able to get everything caught up and finances and let y'all know where we stand and budget and an overview on that. And I've got a couple of things that we maybe need to think about as far as the money. Not decide on that night, but just to be thinking about. And then the classes, I think, is one of the most pressing
because that's coming up in February.
Issues. And then so those two things, and then with that meeting, maybe at the end we can come up with just a list of things. Okay, our next meeting we want to do this. I think we can set it up to where we don't, I mean, my personal opinion is I don't think we have to meet every single even month. Once we get, you know, because we can do the classes for the year if we want to, and who's teaching, and if we have to make some changes throughout, do it. That way we're not, you know, meeting every 3 or 4 weeks.
If something comes up, we could always call it a quick meeting this.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have to be flexible in that.
Yeah.
I just found out today that $8,000 were spent on the footings around the parking lot.
Yeah, but just guessing based on that, I think we're right at about $9,000.
$8,000.
Stan, something occurred to me that the people who did the parking lot may have recommended that to keep the asphalt from falling.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
It's definitely a good thing that it's there, but
it can make it like
when I saw $8,000.
I know, we could have been a lot cheaper somehow.
All right, that's all that I have. Anybody else have anything? Yes, Jerry?
I guess I'll ask something really quick. I just want to get the men's permission. Last several months, we've been doing scripture reading on the Lord's table that I put out, or that actually Brad put out a list. I want to remove that. I believe the men, if they want to read a scripture, they can come up their own or whatever they want. Is there any opposition to me taking that scripture? Okay. That, and one other thing, I just wanted to know, let everybody know, our numbers have gone down by 5 men. If I count off the top of my head, you will probably be called on just about every Sunday, at least for the time being. So
let him know if you're not going to be here.
Yeah, so please let me know if you're not going to be here.
Yes, Jerry. Brad made the song leading assignment, so we need to do that.
Yeah, he's going to be singing next week.
Okay, that's right. We do need to make that decision, though. Is there someone up there?
Well, it was taken down, so I had it this week.
And I've done it twice this month. So.
Yeah.
I'll lead next Sunday.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Brad always made me first Sunday, if I was here or not.
So Josh will lead the singing for Sunday, and I'll be preaching.
If you need some time, I'll do it first Sunday of January if somebody wants to.
Yes, yes.
Before we leave, Robin Turkey spoke to me this morning, and she would be curious to know if there is a possible way to have a congregational meeting. We don't have to decide that right now, of course, but maybe we can keep thinking about that. Justin had put some stuff online where
there's
he had
another thing.
Three or four different yeah. ways of doing it. I like the idea of total transparency unless there is something that we need to do it right. If we could at least talk about it, think about it, because this behind the screen meeting where they're sitting out there to know what's going on, and she doesn't have anybody tell what's going on. I know you were trying to come down one of those.
Right.
You talked about putting minutes and up there, but it's not saying we'll be able to sit and listen to minutes.
It was before I got here. The Westside congregation for years and years and years had men's business meetings with Jeanette Hogg taking the notes. So she was a woman who was sitting at the back of the room and taking notes. I'm really, it concerns me the idea of women participating.
Right.
But as far as women monitoring what's just going on, I don't see where that would be problematic at all.
Me neither.
But it's something that we would need to make very clear in regard to that and discuss.
What we would do is like schedule 30 minutes after services so people can visit. Because one thing I don't like is coming in right away. Right. We've got visitors we can't visit and talk to. If people are gone, we'll come out.
Yeah, and individuals. But again, I still think it's important to have the material out there and available because some will not stay. But the availability, that would be fine.
That meeting's going to be on Sunday night, I assume.
I think that, especially since we're meeting at 5, that it still stays early enough that the evening meeting would be better than the morning. Yes?
If they fired the preacher, could we hire him back as a pastor?
No. But that's the terminology that Eddie's familiar with, too, by the way. But remember, a pastor's an elder, and it's different from a preacher. And so, but as far as that goes, I am very, very happy and grateful to the brethren that I am still the preacher at Westside, and I thank you for that. Yes, Dick.
I have one thing that must important. I've been in limbo for a few weeks because I didn't know we had the two or three witnesses, and that is with Nora Nelson. I don't know how many of you know that was Jerry Gallman and his senility, I guess, that when he spoke to her about her attendance
with Mara Nelson, you're talking about Mara Nelson.
And we need to get with her,
right?
And somebody write a letter and show his ability of thinking and things, and that can be done right away.
Yeah, I will. Debbie and I have a good relationship with Mara, and we will. We'll contact her and try to reason with her about it, and I'll report that back to you as to whether we have any headway with regard to it. And the members need to talk to those people who left. What was mentioned on the Friday night is that dealing with whatever else needs to be dealt with in the aftermath of this, perhaps it could wait until after the holidays, which would mean dealing with it and talking about it on January 6th.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That'd be another thing we need to talk about. Okay, so we'll do that.
Okay.
Yes. Say something about the amount of your pay earlier or something? I'm serious. I'm not shit.
No, I didn't say a thing about that.
Oh, okay.
And that's something that y'all would have to discuss without me being present.
So just the same as
if there's any change.
Yeah.
If there's any change, that's something y'all would have to.
Is what it was until we discussed.
I thought you alluded to that. I'm sorry.
No, no.
When was the last time you got raised?
2000, it's either 14 or 15, but it's been...
But at the same time, Dennis, it's sufficient, and I really would not feel comfortable with that in light of the reduction in our contribution because of that.
Well, he just said he was good at just getting
all the keys to the building.
No, we're the men when they Jim and Josh when they talk to Brad about that, they're going to inquire about the keys.
Yeah,
as well. That's something we'd already talked about.
Okay.
Because he has a pile of them. I think.
What about the deed and all that? Who's attributing
safe.
Okay. We can look at that and see what needs to be done on things.
See who they are.
Yeah. Okay. Thank y'all for coming tonight. Appreciate it.